Hi, and welcome to the next episode of Microsoft Dev Radio. This is an exciting episode when we're talking about the black magic of Microsoft, the location API. I'm here with the team that made it happen, specifically with Mark Enderhees, with Frank Chin, and Janet Schneider. Before we talk about the API, guys, thanks for being here. I want to go through and just learn who you guys are. Frank, let's start with you. Who are you?
I'm Frank Chin. I'm a senior developer with the Sensor and Location Platform team.
Excellent. And what about you, Mark? Tell us who you are.
Hi, I'm Mark Enderhees. I'm a developer here on the Locations platform for Windows.
All right. And Janet, thanks for being here. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Janet Schneider. I am the dev lead for Sensors and Location and Windows.
Perfect. Janet, help me understand, just for developers who are starting out, what is the Location API?
The Location API allows you to find out where the system is at the time, where the user is located. So you can tailor your application to the location that you're in.
Okay.
Find other areas of interest nearby, tailor the experience.
Got it. Nice. Yeah, being able to find out where the device is specifically now, we're going to be talking about Windows 8 devices. This is a WinRT API that allows developers building a Windows 8 application in JavaScript or .NET or C++ to leverage the same API to figure out where that device might be. Frank, help me understand, if I'm holding a device, I've got an ARM device right here. I pull this device up. It knows where I am. How does it know where I am if it doesn't have a GPS?
The platform actually have multiple different ways of getting your location data. And one way of doing this, as you mentioned, is getting the data from the GPS device. And another way is using the Wi-Fi hotspot lookup as well as IP lookup. In fact, Mark Enderhees is the one who implemented that Windows location provider that actually look up the location data from the Wi-Fi hotspot.
Okay, Mark, I want you to explain how this hotspot technology works. Before you do, though, as a developer, I don't have to think about it, though, right? I mean, if it has a GPS, it uses the GPS. I don't have to detect it and fall back to it.
That's correct. The entire purpose of the location platform is to keep devices and the driver writer separate from the software developer. So if you want to use location, all you have to do is ask the platform for location. The platform then goes looks at all the devices on the machine. If you have GPS or if it has the inbox Windows location provider that uses Wi-Fi IP, or you can even have some future device that can determine your location based off Bluetooth points, things like that, future technologies would all just slide right into the platform.
Nice. So let me start with this. It sounds like for the location API to work, I need a GPS or I need some sort of network connection. If I'm completely disconnected from every network and I don't have a GPS in the device, is it able to calculate my location?
It actually, with the Windows location provider, does some caching of locations you've been to previously. So it could work offline if you've already been there.
See, this is why it's black magic, man. It is insane. And it's accurate to like a crazy degree. Okay, explain to me the Wi-Fi part of it. Is there a gigantic database out there of the geo-coordinate of all the Wi-Fi spots in the world?
Sure, yeah. There's the determining location based off Wi-Fi has been going on for a couple years now, and the Windows Phone team has had it since they've come out with Windows Phone 7. Oh. And we use the same web service now in Windows that the Windows Phone team uses. It's a Microsoft service that has done kind of driving around with vans to determine precise locations and then learning about the Wi-Fis in that area, and you can build a database off of that. And then we're able to use that service so that your laptop or anything with a Wi-Fi card in it can now determine the location of the device for anyone using Windows 8.
God, it's awesome and scary at the same time, isn't it? Wow. The device itself, when it doesn't have a GPS, is insanely accurate. I was talking to you guys before the show. I'm using the location API. It's pulling back the coordinates for my house, like my street address. It's so accurate. It's incredible. And let me ask you this from a performance point of view. What's going on behind the scenes? Sometimes I'm accessing the location API, and Frank, you're familiar with the WinRT implementation. There's this delay going on. What's happening?
Right. So what happened is that when the system first started up, we do not cache your location per se. So what happened is that from the API's perspective, we make a request down to the platform, and platform will try to retrieve the location for you. Mm. And this retrieval, once again, I had to direct the question at Mark. Maybe Mark could explain that a little bit. But basically, the GPS will take some time to get your location. So is Wi-Fi when it's looking over, trying to get retrieved data over the internet.
And Mark, we're talking about the first call, right? Not all the subsequent calls.
Yeah, there's also one key aspect here in delay. There's one key flag you can pass down to the platform that's important for power reasons. So there's a desired accuracy high in default. So default is the default setting, obviously, and then we made that to be a power conscious type of way to resolve location, because GPS devices can hog up a lot of battery power. So they could kill your slate battery a lot faster. So we want to use the inbox Windows location provider first, if that's possible. So the system gives the Windows location provider 5 seconds to try it and resolve the location, because it needs to go out to the web service, do some internet communication, which could be slow if you're out on the road. And after those 5 seconds, then it will fall back to the GPS. But if your application is one that's always going to be needing very high accuracy data, with like a mapping application that's showing you driving along the road, then you can pass through the API that you need high accuracy data, and it will immediately try and use the GPS data. But as Frank was saying, GPS can take anywhere from just like 2 seconds if the device has kind of been warmed up before to 45 seconds or even a couple minutes to get a fix. It just really depends on how good the GPS is, how good the signal from the satellites are.
Yeah, and this is just the way GPS works. This really doesn't have anything much to do with Windows. It just has to do with satellite communication and everything else that you just have to deal with.
Right, and there's one more factor that you have to consider, and that is the GPS also needs access to the network in order to get assistance data to speed up the time to get a fix on your location. So it uses extra data to tell it, you know, where the satellites were last known to be, to help it calculate faster without having to get a fix on as many satellites.
Sure. And then let's stay with accuracy for a second. When I create that geolocator, then it's asking me for desired accuracy, and that enumerable is default or high. I say high, it automatically says if there's a GPS, go ahead and use it. If there's not, it goes through the best it can do, right? That's the way it's laid out.
That is correct. So the GPS device is the high accuracy device, but in general, it takes longer and it consumes more power to get it fixed. So for most applications, the developers should consider what kind of user experience they want.
Yeah.
If a Wi-Fi, like you said, in fact, Wi-Fi lookup could be fairly accurate within 100 meters or so. Mm-hmm. If that is sufficient, they should just leave the desired accuracy at default.
Yeah, and I suppose if the use case is you're looking for nearby coffee shops, you're looking for something nearby, that default accuracy is more than sufficient, right? Because 100 meters off, that's nothing.
Yeah.
That makes plenty of sense. Now, if I, regardless of what my desired accuracy, when that data is fed back to me, how do I know how to measure whether or not the accuracy is what I expect?
There is another data field in the returned data set, in addition to longitude and latitude, is the accuracy in meters. So the application could take a look at that data, take a look at the accuracy, and determine if that data is appropriate.
And then the developer can create some sort of threshold to say, it is or isn't the data that they want to use based on whatever the use case of that case is. Mark, speaking of data fields inside the location API, one of the things that's given back to me when I get my coordinate is my lat, my long, my altitude, the altitude accuracy. But then there's this other field over there, this other class that has civic information. What's the civic information in my coordinate that I'm getting back?
So the civic information, if you've already gone in there and looked, it probably has no data in it, or maybe it only has the country field entered. Mm-hmm. For us here in the United States, it says U.S. And a lot of people are wondering why that's blank, and that's just because there's no driver on the system that's providing that civic address information.
Chris, this is so exciting to see that. You know, you're typing it, you're like, yeah, I can get the county and the country and the city and the state, and more often, well, not more often than not, it's always blank except for country, just like you said. How is a developer supposed to use this, or is this future planning, or how? You tell me.
Yeah, this is more future planning. The reason that there's not a provider, well, the reason that we didn't go out there as Microsoft and put this in box is that reverse geocoding, the going from a lat long to a civic address, costs money. Microsoft doesn't have a service. Like, we went out and built the Wi-Fi lookup service that cost so much money, and then building this civic address reverse coding would have cost even more. So it was just a decision we made. If somebody else wanted to go out there and create that type of service, they could build the driver, and it would fit right into the Windows platform as it is now.
Nice. Now, to be clear, a driver is not a Windows Store app, right? I mean, that's not delivered through the store. That's a serious installation on a device.
That's correct. Yeah, it'd be a good project for somebody interested in learning about drivers.
Maybe an OEM will implement it, but you can't rely on that when you're writing an app. You have to just assume the common denominator. So when developers are wanting to get civic information for their location, it's not like they don't have choices, right? There are still geocoding services out there. They can use the lat long that the location API gives them back, send it over to that geocoding service. Many of them are free, and get back the information they want.
That's correct. Bing Maps has one that's free for low usage. If it's going to be high usage, I think you have to start paying for it, because Bing actually does that with their website, bing.com, for the maps. Mm-hmm. And it will use the location platform through Internet Explorer and actually use the stuff we're all just talking about, GPS, and it can find your location. And then they'll pay to get your civic address so that they can give you accurate directions.
Yeah. Yeah, well, right. You can get directions and so many other things, as well as local lookups and things like that. It's really that API is easy to use, for sure. And if you hit some sort of threshold where it's not free anymore, that's just good news, right? That means your app is successful.
Exactly.
Or you've written an infinite loop by mistake. I guess that's another option. Okay, so I'm a Windows 8 developer. Let's speak practically now, guys. How do I use this API? Where do I put it? Should it be in some sort of static class? Should it be done at the top of every page? On a timer? Should I always use the position changed? What's a nice threshold for position changed? All the stuff that you guys think about every day. Give us the shorthand of it.
Okay, so maybe I will start on that one. We have two sets of APIs, in fact, in Windows 8. There's Windows Runtime Geolocation API, as well as W3C Geolocation API for Windows apps. Windows Runtime Geolocation API are projected into C#, C++, JavaScript, and VB. So any app using those languages can use these APIs. There's only one requirement. You are not required to put it in the static class or anything. I think there's only one requirement. It's basically during the initial startup, the first invoke of geolocation API needs to be on the UI thread. This is because there is a security check, and we bring up a user consent dialog box to ask user to get permission, to give permission to the application to allow them to use the location data. And this only happens at very first time. So That is the only little caution there. Mm.
So if you do put it in some sort of external class that you're going to use it like a library, just know that it's when you new it up, it needs to be on the UI thread.
That's correct.
Okay. And then what's the most performant way to do it? Do I wait for position changed, or do you use a timer to ask for my position? Every time I ask for a position, is it obeying whether or not it has a fresh one anyway, or is it going to get a new one? I ask for the position, does it use the cache?
Right. So for the APIs, so let me go into this a little bit. This is a little bit big question. So there are two ways of getting location data. One is the one-shot or asynchronous lookup. You make one call, and you get the data back once. Then there's another way.
And that's the get position async method. Right?
That is correct.
Okay, got it. So that's the one shot. Go ahead.
That's one shot. But if you want to get constantly update, then you can subscribe to position change the event. That's the event-based lookup.
And then the position changed event will just provide for me then a stream of events that I get to manage.
Exactly. But there are some options on the geolocator object that you can specify for each case. So in the one-shot case, we mentioned earlier there is desired accuracy. That's one of the options. There is also there's the get geoposition async. You can also specify timeout as well as it's just timeout.
Yeah.
So what that means is that you, if the data satisfy the maximum correction, I think that's timeout and maximum age. So if the data satisfies the maximum age requirement, we will return the cache the data. Otherwise, we'll go down to the platform and ask for a new data.
This is Janet. I would like to talk a little bit about when they would use tracking versus the single shot.
Okay.
We do have the guidance online about that. So do you want to talk about that a little bit, Frank?
You go ahead.
Yeah, so the basic guidance we want to give developers is that use single shot wherever possible. Again, you should use default accuracy whenever possible and only get a single shot lookup wherever possible. The only time you should be using high accuracy tracking is if you have a map application that's showing the user movement on a map. Otherwise, you really don't need to get that constant stream of location updates. And while you're getting those constant stream of location updates, you're actually potentially turning on the GPS and impacting battery life.
So the quickest and least painful way to get the location is just one shot. And
yes.
Then, so what happens? That asynchronous operation occurs. Nobody is subscribed to the position changed event. So it just kind of cools down after you've asked for it?
Right, exactly. It would turn off the GPS, for instance.
Nice. So if you don't make the mistake, I guess, as I have in the past for sure, of both asking for it individually and subscribing to the event that you may not actually use.
Right. I guess only ask for what you need. If you have a need to have the event, then yes, definitely use it. But take care not to use it if you don't need to.
Okay. So right now we're talking about Windows 8 apps. Windows 8 apps that use location to either get a one-shot of figuring out where they are so they can provide some sort of around view information, or an app that might show something on a map that gets a stream of events that shows your constantly updated location based on a threshold and accuracy that you've set up. What's the story for, even though we're talking about Windows 8 apps, what's the story for .NET developers who want to use location? Is it only for Windows 8?
Well, Jerry, I can talk about that. And first, I wanted to make another comment on the Windows 8 app developing.
Oh yeah, please go
ahead. Another good thing to pay attention to is the error radius and meters value on the geo coordinates.
Okay.
And the reason this is important is because sometimes that value is really large. Like if the location's based off IP, it could be kilometers. Or it could be really small if it's a GPS, it's just a few meters. These are very different locations, and they have to be displayed to the user differently. So if it's a really small location, really small error radius, it's GPS, you can put just a little dot on the map and say, you're right here. But if if it's a really large air radius, you should just zoom out to the city level, or you should just say you're in this city, Seattle, for us out here in Redmond.
Yeah, odds are you would get a pretty good, pretty small radius in Seattle. It's probably more like if you're in the Amazon, you'd get a pretty large radius.
Well, that's if you're with Wi-Fi, but even if you're on a desktop that doesn't have Wi-Fi, you only have IP, then you're going to get several kilometers.
That's a great point. Yeah. So pay attention to the wait, tell me the name of the property again.
Frank, do you know that off the top of your head?
That's area radius, yes.
Okay, the area radius that you can I've seen it on maps, right? Your dot's there and then a circle's around it that says you're actually probably somewhere else.
Yeah, if you're just a couple hundred meters, then you should draw a circle around it. But if you're really far out, then you should just zoom out to the city level or something like that. There's a lot of different examples out there.
Okay. Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense, not to mislead your user on just how accurate you are or aren't that way. Sure.
You had been asking about other ways to access location information beyond just the new APIs.
Yeah, so I mean, we know we can do it in Windows 8. What are some other options?
So, yeah, there's actually a couple different ways. So there's a .NET API that's been around since, I think that was .NET 4. And so that works on the Windows 7 platform also. But the problem there is the Windows location provider is new to Windows 8, so there might not be anything providing location on the system on a Windows 7 machine.
I see.
That was kind of one of the problems we ran into with Windows 7. We made the new location platform on Windows 7, but we had a chicken and the egg problem. We didn't have anybody writing drivers, and we didn't have anybody writing software. So for Windows 8, we wanted to kind of kickstart that, and we put the location driver on there so that you guys, the software developers, can go out there and start making great software.
So Windows 7 developers, not meaning they're not writing in Windows 8, Windows 8 store apps, Windows 7 developers using .NET or whatever, they're kind of, it's up for grabs, right? It depends on whether or not they happen to have a driver. They really need to know their hardware if they're going to rely on location.
That's correct.
Windows 8, what about Windows 8 .NET developers?
Yeah, .NET, the same API is still there. It's a geolocation API in .NET, and yeah, that'll work great. It'll use the same underlying platform, and then there's also a couple other. You can do it in IE if you're writing HTML. There's W3C API that'll use the same platform, and then also if you want to go old school on the desktop, there's the location API COM interface.
Right. Right, Jerry, I want to make a small correction. Earlier I was saying error radius. In fact, the property name is accuracy.
Okay, just generally accuracy. Okay, and that's a double that we get back. And does it go to one or that represents kilometers, right?
It is in fact it's in meters.
It's in meters. Oh well, even easier. You don't have to do the math. Nice. Okay, so. Thanks, I appreciate that. So I'm a .NET developer. By the way, is the W3C location, is it just a wrapper around the Windows 8 location API so you can access it up inside a website?
Both of them access the same location platform. But the W3C, yes, you can use it in the web page, in the HTML page, but it's also available for JavaScript apps in Windows 8.
Got it. Okay, guys. Let me get you to brainstorm with me for a second. What would be? I love working with anti-patterns, right? What's the wrong way to use location? What do you hope people? We know there's a lot of good ways to use it. Are there any ways, any use cases you're like, golly, that's not exactly what we meant for it, but good luck.
I think one thing we don't want people to do is like if you have an ad that wants to display things that are nearby. To the user, and you subscribe to high accuracy, and you say, I have a report interval of update me every 30 minutes, you're basically keeping on the GPS for a long time when you don't really need your location very often. That we would like you to please not do that.
If location interval is set to a long time period like that, 30 minutes,
you might consider
the radio remains on?
Well, it could. So you might consider, if you don't need location that often, you might want to consider doing some sort of single-shot lookup when you do need it.
Yeah. And that's a common scenario where advertisements might actually pay you more if you provide location. You just don't want to have a negative impact on the user's battery performance and things like that as well, right?
Right.
What about you, Mark? Can you think of a bad scenario where location is misused?
When I think about that, I always think about privacy.
Yeah.
Which is something that we're really concerned with.
What is the requirement around privacy if I'm going to include location in my app?
Well, there's a capability that needs to be checked off in the Windows 8 app.
And I believe I even need to include a privacy policy if I do that as well, just like I did with Windows Phone, so that users can see what you're going to do with their data, and you can just tell them outright whether or not you'll store it or not. The policy isn't telling you what you have to do with the data, just that you have to be upfront about it, I think. So all those certification requirements for the store are all up on MSDN. Speaking of MSDN, guys, if a developer wants to get started quickly with location and they're wondering where to begin, what's the URL that you give them? Do you send them straight to devwindows.com?
Yes, just do a search for geolocator or geolocation in MSDN, and you should get tons of information regarding our API. And there are samples.
And there's tons of samples. And I think most developers are going to be surprised that once they check location as a capability inside their app manifest, they're going to be able to implement location in two lines. That's what's crazy. All they have to do is instantiate and ask for it.
That's right.
Yeah, good job, guys, making it so simple and so easy, too. And being able to make it work on so many devices, even devices that you wouldn't typically think even have capability of getting location, somehow they magically bring it back. Guys, I want to thank all of you for being on the show. Any final words anybody has on the location API that might help developers?
Well, we just hope everybody goes out there and gives it a try, because now all your machines can actually find location in Windows 8. That's a new thing we put in.
Yeah. And it's free. This isn't like a service you pay for.
That's correct.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best part. All these pieces that come together to build out really great Windows 8 applications. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you being on the show. And for you, the developer watching, consider location in your application, not just because it's free, not just because it's reliable, not just because it's available, but because it adds that much more value to your application, to the user that's there. Because remember, this is the cosmic battle of you versus the uninstall button. And here's another tool in your toolbox to help you win. Guys, thanks again for being on. Janet, Mark, Frank, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.